We're learning Klal Yud Zayin, which deals with the Malacha of Torchein, and we're discussing some examples of the issue of Refu on Shabbos, while being cognizant that we will, Be'ez Hashem, learn this more in depth when we get to the Klal in the Chayadim, which deals with that directly in Klal Samar Tes. One example which I want to talk about still is the issue of putting on oil or something on a person's lips. A person has chapped lips, or they're afraid their lips are going to get chapped, and they want to smear some oil on their lips to prevent that or to relieve that. Is that mutter, usr, or not? So the Gemara is very clear that Bizman Chazal, they used to put oils, different types of oils on their body that was somewhat helped for cleanliness. The Gemara seems to say in Chulin, part of the process of preparing for benching, they would cleanse their hands as they would wash them off, and then they would use this oil, which would put a nice smell, etc. So that was part of the cleansing process. The way they saw that as part of the cleansing process. It would be something akin to putting on a deodorant. So because it was a derech to do that, there is an interesting halacha in Hilchos Refuah. The same way a person who wants to eat a food which is a maichol briyim, it's a food which healthy people eat, not for refuah purposes, but he wants to eat it explicitly for refuah purposes, it's mutter, because it's not nikkur that he's doing it for refuah. So a person is eating carrots because they have an eyesight problem, and the carotene is good for their eyes, the beta carotene is good for their eyes. So even though they're doing it for refuah purposes, it's mutter because people eat carrots. So the same way that's true, that similarly if a person wants to put oil on their body, it's for refuah purposes, it's mutter because people put oil on their body for non-refuah purposes. So the same type of concept applies. And now the oil we're referring to is oil which is clearly liquidy. There's no concern of the malacha of memareach. Creams, which are a thicker consistency, which would have an issue of memareach, if not the raisa, and the rabbonon, or a whole different section. But we're dealing with oil, which is just simply, it's an oil. It pours very similarly close to water. So there's no substance to it. It's not a solid, or a semi-solid, or anything of that sort. So there's no problem with memareach. But there is this problem of putting on for refuah. The solution is because people would put oil on their body, even not for refuah purposes. The Ramah comes along and says in Simen Shin Chavov, since nowadays people do not anoint themselves with oil, so a person puts on oil on their body for refuah purposes, it's going to be a problem of refuah and it's going to be usur. It's no longer a maichol briyim. We've basically accomplished that people will no longer eat carrots unless they are ill. So a person would have a problem eating carrots because it would be nikkur, he's doing it for refuah purposes. That being said, we have the klalim of refuah to that. So a person, is lips are fine, they want to put some oil on their lips to prevent them from getting chapped, that's mutter. The person is it's like a person who is totally healthy taking vitamins to maintain and protect their health. So the person not ill at all, there's no issue. I do want to clarify, putting something like chapstick, which is a semi-solid or a solid, is a different problem of mimareach. So that's mutter. Now let's say, however, a person already, his lips are cracked, and when a person puts oil on them, even though oil doesn't heal it necessarily, by softening the skin on the lips, it helps it heal. The cracks are able to heal more because of the moisture, so that would be considered an act of refuah. Even in that situation, a person will eat a salad and make it an oily salad, and as they're eating the salad, there's oil which is being placed onto their lips. That's mutter because it's going in through the process of maichol briyim. Let's say a person's lips are not chapter ready, but there's beginning to become irritated. Does that have a status of mechush that's going to be usher? So the Archa Shabbos discusses this issue, and he's not clear how to decide on that issue. If a person has tremendous pain from it to the point that the whole body is being debilitated by it, a common example of that person, people take certain types of medication for acne, for example, which dries out the skin tremendously, and it can become exceedingly uncomfortable to the point that the whole body feels sapped from the chap, that would be maybe have it enough for the mishkov. Another thing a person could do, one suggests a person could put oil above the mouth on their lips, on the upper lip, and then if it then flows down onto the lips, that's going to be mudrik. He's not putting it in a place where it would take place. Have a good day.